Rate of vibration makes difference. Allow me to call your attention once again to your individual responsibility for that which comes into your life experience and the absolute importance of controlling your thoughts and emotions. The threefold flame in your heart is constantly pulsating into the universe the energy of life, and the quality imposed upon that energy by the outer self is the responsibility of the individual. Energy, as you know, takes on quality through the conscious direction of the thoughts and feelings of the individual. This energy or light substance animated by the Holy Spirit is the primal essence of pure divine love from which all can draw without limit. When discord manifests in any facet of an individual's life, it means that the energy which should be pouring forth harmoniously in love, which is the keynote of the universe, has been changed through conscious or unconscious effort into his discordant appearance. In other words, its rate of vibration has been changed, it has been lowered. Energy is the same in love and in hate, in fear and in confidence. It is the rate of vibration that makes a difference in its quality. Therefore, blessed ones, not one of you can say that you are without love, without confidence, or without faith, for by pouring primal light or love into hate or fear or lack of confidence, you quicken the vibration of that quality and change it into a constructive expression. When these truant thoughts try to impinge upon your consciousness, call at once to the master of your choice to pour his light through you. Your call will be answered, your light expanded through every cell of your body, and you will walk in joyous freedom seeing the Christ in your fellow man. You have been told that when you create a thought form, you create a cup. This cup is then filled with the substance of the universe that vibrates at the same rate as the original thought pattern. So you see how your thoughts affect your individual life. When a student reads truth literature, gives his attention to what is said on radio or television, or reads a trashy book, immediately the process of creating thought forms take place in the outer mind, for every written or spoken word contains within itself a mental picture, and a corresponding thought form is exuded from that individual. It would be wise, therefore, to consciously create thought forms either of the masters, the angelic host, or any expression of beauty, as well as of abounding health, strength, and prosperity. These cups will immediately draw the substance of the universe from the hearts of the perfected ones and will become part of the enriching environment in which the student dwells. There will also be a tremendous protection around him and can be a great expansion of his assets of soul and body. They can also be intelligent messages that will carry the consciousness of the gods to other people.